Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello! What are we doing?
How would we not have the crossover? I mean, it's like... It's
here we go.
Every
I switched
day.
It early. Jar. No, I'm not. I switched it early. I messed up. I'm dumb.
Wow. Look.
Crossover.
Just crossed him over.
Another victim to the crossover. Yeah. Cross him up and sit him like, down.
If all the actors in Star Wars walked out on the set
that?
And just started looking, oh, are we supposed to start now? We start now, and then they start acting.
It'd be like saying, then, going live.
And then
somebody else hits
and
it.
Then the big Star Wars. And see, it just ruined everything.
Yeah, that was tough.
Great. I don't know. You guys don't like a crossover cold open?
I mean, if we were planning on it, I'd be down with it. But Nick was just like,
We could just fire off a couple jokes and then the crossover open hits.
Yeah, but if we're going to do it in
it's
the
like
vein
an episode
of
The Office.
But if we're going to do it in the vein of what you're thinking of The Office, but I think cold open, I think Saturday Night Live. If we were going to do it in the vein of Saturday Night Live, we would have to come on and do something not funny and then say, and live from Omaha, it's Unsportsmanlike Conduct and Connor Happer crossover.
We should do that.
I don't hate that idea. It's actually a pretty good bit. Could be our new 2023 bit.
See, if I wouldn't have screwed up, you wouldn't have had this great idea.
Have an entirely,
job,
an entirely scripted crossover.
Every day. Every day.
Who's got to write it?
Nick.
Do you think I'm funny at writing?
No. We're not funny at talking.
But if we're doing an SNL impersonation, Nick could write it.
You could definitely be an SNL writer.
That's true.
It'd be perfect.
Weekend Update is hilarious. A lot of good writers got their start on SNL,
In the olden days.
When it was funny.
That's like saying Nebraska football had a lot of good players.
Yeah.
Yes, we know. We call those the old days.
Yeah, their names are Will Ferrell. Yeah, that guy was pretty good.
Chris Farley. David Spade.
I watched
Adam Sandler.
No, I didn't watch it live, but I saw that they had parodied like Fox
Jason
NFL
Sudeikis.
Sunday a couple of shows ago.
Oh yeah, was it funny?
No.
Really?
Not at all.
Shocking.
What?
It was really not good.
I see a skit or two pop up on Twitter every now and again, and they are never funny. They really aren't.
That's a bummer.
I know. SNL used to be awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder, has our humor changed?
No.
Have they gotten worse?
No. Yes.
I didn't like SNL a whole lot when I was like growing up. I thought, wow, this is way unfunnier than it used to be.
Well, there's that theory where Josh is the exception, where SNL is always funnier to you. You always think SNL is at its funniest when you're like 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, definitely
in that
true.
Range.
See,
yeah,
but I was
okay, but here's the thing.
I would watch the Will Ferrell stuff, and I was like, that's way funnier than now.
But I had the Andy Samberg stuff. I thought it was great.
That stuff's funny.
See, here's the thing. I remember the original cast, and it was great. You know, when Eddie Murphy was around and Joe Piscopo, that was really good. And then they had some lull
all those
in there.
People that got poached
then,
from Mad.
But then, you know, you had Lambert. you had the group with Dana Carvey and Mike Myers and Phil Hartman and that group. And that was really solid. And then later you had, you know, the Chris Farley, you know, Adam Sandler was good.
The
you
90s.
Mentioned Annie Samberg, you know.
90s were great. That 90s
so it
was
good
loaded.
For a long time. So it wasn't just a, hey, when I was 13, it was funny. It was good for 20
Will Ferrell,
years.
To Will Ferrell.
I think SNL, I think Will Ferrell impersonating George W. Bush.
So funny.
That's what I think of.
Like the one where him and Rachel Dratch were in the hot tub.
In the hot tub.
In this hot
I
tub.
Loved the hot tub.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon would come in there and
Rachel
laugh
Dratch
the whole time.
Rachel couldn't hold it together.
That was so
just
funny.
The entire
like,
show.
There was one I remember with like Drew Barrymore. And she was in the hot tub.
In this hot tub.
Yeah.
That's good.
Jimmy Fallon did some decent ones. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon became
Jimmy
unfunny.
Fallon was great.
Yeah.
I like Fallon.
What was the one that he would do with Horatio Sands where it was like a dorm room like web blog type
Did you get
thing?
That? Did uh-huh. you get
what? That was a funny one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
they were usually like Boston guys.
Yeah. Those were funny. Obviously, Cowbell. I mean, that's, again, Nick, yeah, you're disproving that theory because you love the Cowbell sketch.
Cowbell sketch.
You weren't
was
a
good.
Teenager when that sketch
no.
happened. You were in your 40s,
not
I think.
At all. No. Hey, Josh, the Cowboys lost.
Yeah, I know. I was listening to a podcast today. It's a shocker. That could have been the quarter.
Yeah,
thing.
That should have been the thing.
Was it at normal speed in Memorial?
Nick, no, and of course not.
No, it was at half speed in Memorial.
And it was about the NFL, and I was listening to it, and I was getting mad. I was just getting mad over the course of the podcast. Just
thinking about the NFL?
Because I know that there's one more game
Your
left.
Team stinks.
I know. Well, yeah, there it was one making me mad. It was because then, did you see the stupid quote from my dumb owner and his dumb son?
Yeah.
I think Zeke Elliott, he didn't have any drop-off. You morons. I don't want to be a fan of this team anymore.
He's had like a 5-year drop-off.
He sucks now. Yeah, he's been bad for years.
He got progressively worse every year.
Every year.
Yeah. 5 years.
Every year.
That's just weird.
Ugh.
Well, it's not weird.
So I was getting legitimately angry. So I was listening.
You know what you need? Some baseball. That's what you need.
Yeah, you do.
The fake baseball or
baseball?
The real
baseball.
Oh, I forgot to listen to fake baseball podcasts.
I did too.
Sleepy Time Baseball.
Yeah, Jeremy says, was this the Northwood Sleep podcast? No, it was an NFL podcast, and I was getting mad.
You wouldn't have gotten mad if you listened to fake baseball.
And then you know
That's
what happened?
True.
I was thinking about next week, and I was getting angrier. I was just getting like, this is going to suck so much. I hate this.
When the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
I mean, are you disrespecting the Chiefs that much that you give them that little chance?
No, it's just, I don't think that this is an area of my life where I can get right. I have a lot of things going for me. I will admit that. Like, you know, I'm in relatively good health.
Why?
You know?
Yeah, why do you? Yeah.
I do. I work out every now
and
then.
Would you attribute that to?
That's not the thing. I'm pretty happy. I reach a lot of my individual goals for myself. You know, I do a lot of those, but this is the one area I'm just like, it's never going to go right for me. And I've kind of decided that.
Yeah, but think about that.
Congrats to the Eagles fans.
But of all the things.
You monsters.
Would you rather have a really bad life and your team was good?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a former coworker. I could ask him. He was a Patriots fan. He was probably having a good time.
So Josh would rather have a terrible life, but the Cowboys be good.
Interesting question.
That is... That's a no-brainer.
And this is the part where
I mean, you
I
have
can't
to live your life
this.
All the time.
Yeah, you're
I can
your
control
life every
all
day.
The other stuff, and I'm really good at stuff when I put my mind to it.
Stuff like what? What are you good at?
Show's pretty good.
Yeah, but most of that's me and Nick.
I don't have any quarters, so I can't say anything else. But you know, I have goals and I reach
that's
my goals.
The rules. You can't.
Is that all it takes to get you to stop talking about? Is knowing? Oh, I forgot to bring quarters.
So we bring Josh a roll of quarters.
Yeah, I know. I keep forgetting.
I actually brought some quarters.
I forgot
today.
To I bring
forgetting.
A roll. I keep forgetting to bring.
I haven't had quarters with me the whole time we've been doing this. So
this has been a fun exercise for me because I'm too poor to be able to put that much money in. So I have a dog in the fight.
There you go.
What do you mean? It's a quarter.
It's a quarter.
Yeah, Nick, you have quarters.
You don't have a bunch of quarters in your car?
Nick, you talk all the time about how I'm going out to try this random new food item that I don't want to eat, but I want to try it for the bit. So I know you have quarters.
Yeah. Check your car.
Yeah.
Don't you have a quarter?
No, I found my bag of change, but I'm just saying overall, I can't just be all willy-nilly about it.
Well, but that's the whole point of the bag of change is because it's just a quarter.
Yeah, who cares? It's a bag of change. I have so much change at the house, I'm never going to use it. Except
I wonder
to pay
how long
debts.
I've had those in there.
See, exactly. You don't even think about them.
Right.
Rusty says, how would Josh's life be terrible if the Cowboys were good? Great point. My life would be awesome.
Or any Cowboys.
Okay, so if you sucked at radio.
Yeah, if you're homeless.
Okay, that's true.
If you're
you're on meth.
And,
you know?
And the only way you can actually watch the Cowboys is to walk by a sports bar and press your nose up on the glass.
Yes, that does sound pretty bad.
We did it!
Sounds pretty bad.
Are any Cowboys going to be in that ping pong tournament during the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
You haven't seen the advertisements for that?
There's a ping pong tournament during the Super Bowl?
Tournament. I've seen it advertised on YouTube and Twitch.
The three actual NFL fans don't know what Nick's talking about.
I've never heard this before.
I've seen it advertised.
Are you sure this isn't one of the deals they're doing for the Pro Bowl?
Probably some ad he saw on Twitch.
It is an ad I saw on Twitch.
Yeah, it's for the people.
Nobody's ever seen it.
It's not for us.
Right.
It's for,
I have cable, Nick.
It's for the Knicks of the world.
Yeah. Super Bowl. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I saw this.
Doesn't exist.
It exists.
Yeah. Quarters? What is this? Ping pong?
You sure this isn't for the Pro Bowl games?
It said Super Bowl. It said real
NFL
stars.
It's probably for the Pro Bowl. It's probably for the Pro Bowl.
It's probably for the Sleepy Baseball podcast.
Nice.
Or the Sleepy Baseball podcast.
Put a pin in this.
Maybe
there's a
Sleepy Ping Pong tournament, too.
Odson says, remember the homeless guy with a great voice? He could still be a homeless radio guy with a great life. Remember that guy from Cleveland? Do you not remember this?
Vaguely.
He had an incredible voice. The voice of God. It was awesome.
But he was homeless.
But then he got a job offer. I don't know. He got a job offer because of how great his voice was.
I vaguely remember this.
There's some homeless people who are happy. I suppose we should throw that out there, too.
Well, there can be. Yeah, sure, absolutely. I don't want to rule it out, but...
Ted Williams. Wow, that's crazy that that's his name.
Ted Williams.
Yep. Known as the man with the golden voice.
No, Ted Williams is the guy without a head.
Yeah,
People forget.
His head is frozen.
Wow, this guy. Is this the guy? Is this the guy who is? Yeah. Okay. So he has a job now. He works in New York. Or no, he works at WVKO in Columbus, Ohio. Or he did. I don't know. But good for him, though. He's back in the game.
Great. Good for him.
Good for that guy.
It's awesome news.
Nick, what's up with the ping pong? You find anything?
I'm not finding anything. Yep, and I'm confused.
This is fake news.
It's a fever
he had a fever dream when he was on his cocaine the other night.
You were on cocaine?
He won't shut up about it. He's had a meeting with our boss, and he said, cocaine. Over and over and over. Cocaine. He was like, what if we played a cocaine drop? What is a cocaine drop? I don't know. We'll play it.
That's true. You were a little excited every time the word cocaine, got mentioned.
Sorry, I get excited about creative ideas.
Yep.
I don't know if it's really a creative idea.
This is what the SNL bosses say to Lauren. Yeah. Sorry, I got creative about another idea.
Here
Lauren.
Comes
there
Nick. He's going to suggest another skit about cocaine.
Nope, no creativity here. We have to be as unfunny as possible. Okay, cool.
It would explain why SNL isn't funny anymore. Their boss is 80. How old is Lorne Michaels?
Yeah, he's old.
He's up there.
I mean, no offense, but he just probably doesn't know what kids think is funny today.
Well, but is he signing off on
78.
Every
78. Apparently that guy's like a control freak.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe time to
hang it up. Yeah.
Could be an SNL bit where Nick is a writer on SNL, and every week he suggests a skit about cocaine. He wants to do a cocaine skit.
I love
week.
This idea.
In, and they're like, oh, Nick, talking about cocaine again. And then they finally do it, and it's horrible.
It's the coke skit of the week.
I like this idea.
It's a little meta. You know,
just
it's
coming
kind
in.
Of meta.
Can we do another cocaine skit, guys?
No.
Sorry.
Here comes Nick. He's going to talk about cocaine
again. You know
what?
We may have just come up with a funny bit for that program, and we're just riffing
right
now.
Oh, for our cold open? Maybe.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Yeah. So the cold open is Nick pitching the sketch about cocaine?
Yeah.
Wow. That's meta. My God. I like it. Nick, thoughts?
Sure.
All right.
He'll do it. He'll do it. I mean, the bit, not the cocaine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who can say?
That's true.
My heart would literally explode. I can't do that.
It's a Friday, right? So we're taking requests from people.
Sure.
Jasker Todd texts in. Stuck on a crossword puzzle. Any idea of a 3-letter word? It was for jog or trot. I get what he was doing. Todd, you jerk.
Trot is not a 4-letter word.
No, he's saying a 3-letter word for
jog
or, yeah. I know what he wanted to say. I'm not going to say. You can talk.
Well, you already said it. It does. That counts. You are a quarter.
Yeah.
What?
You're in the hole.
I don't have one.
Yeah.
I'll go out to my car during the commercial break. I don't think I have one.
Go to the bank and turn in. Like
I just need to
turn in a $10 bill
and
get
a roll of quarters.
I asked Riz to do it when she ran to the bank, and then she was like, "Why do you want a roll of quarters?" And then she just ignored me.
So. This roll of quarters, I haven't had one of those in a long time, but they're a really cool thing to have.
Yeah,
I like a roll, and then you bang it up against the thing, and then
it
breaks open. Yeah.
Quarters everywhere, like Nick's cocaine.
Remember rolls of quarters?
I remember the old days.
Well, you know,
in
old-timey wrestling, they used to use a roll of quarters and they'd ball it up in their fist and they'd hit somebody with it. But then the quarter thing would explode and the quarters would go all over the ring and then the ref would go, wait a minute, where did all these quarters come from?
Oh, that's how you know.
Yeah. Which, if you think about it, yeah, okay.
Wait a minute, something's
so you're
right
balling
here.
Up your fist in around a hard object, but you're still making hard contact. You're still, I mean, that's... It's not good for your hand, is it?
Yeah, no, it can't be good for your hand, and I don't imagine that it would do that much more damage.
Right.
Makes your fist
it is
slightly
wrestling.
Heavier.
I don't know if you know this, guys, but the pro wrestling, it's staged.
Well, they don't actually punch each other?
What? You saying they stomp on the ground when they punch?
They can.
Remember when I learned that, I was like, wow. Wild.
These guys are incredible actors.
That's wild.
I believed them.
Sometimes they slap their leg.
Jeremy says, #OneBumpFriday for Nick.
One line Friday.
There you go, Nick. Thoughts?
One bump Friday is funnier.
All right. One bump Friday for Nick. Congrats.
We did it.
What's the difference between a bump and a line?
Yeah, Nick, what is the difference?
Interesting.
I don't know, actually.
Have you never watched Pulp Fiction or any other movie? They explain it in movies.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
The line is just a line.
Line is a line. Bump is just like a snort. Of like, you're
like
taking a snort of whiskey,
like a shot,
okay,
yeah.
Like off the end of
a key. People could use keys or spoons.
Okay, that's a bump. All right,
okay.
See, I think of Line, you know, when Al Pacino just gets his face down and
I never saw that movie.
I've never either.
It's a good movie.
I never had a desire. Have you seen that movie?
What is it?
Scarface?
Mm-mm. It's great. I love it.
Well, I'm not picking it for Movie Club today.
Oh, cool.
Movie Club might be a little fishy.
What are you? He's doing the lobster?
Is he pick? Oh, no.
Are you?
Who's that? What's the movie that you hate? Or the Aquaman? Is it Aquaman? Oh, Nick, are you picking Aquaman?
You'll have to wait and see. You guys, the lobster's not that bad. The lobster's not that bad. It's very dry, but it's kind of funny. It's very unique.
Unique New York.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know that you're doing it. That's
the lobster. Colin Farrell plays a guy named David.
Mm-hmm.
David.
Okay.
John C. Reilly is in it.
I do like John C. Reilly. I couldn't believe all the actors that were in our movie this week.
I was surprised,
too. For a movie that I had never heard of before.
Yeah.
Parkland.
It's about the hospital where Kennedy was taken when he was shot. It's about people on the periphery of the story and the day they experienced.
Zac Efron is in it. Paul Giamatti is in it, among many others. Yeah.
Is that why Zac Efron looks so weird now?
No. He looked very, very normal. This movie's like a decade old. Oh. So he was still in his normal. He was just starting to get a little buff. He was like in pretty good shape.
What is
look at Billy Bob Thornton.
Zac Efron now, John.
What is Billy Bob Thornton doing in his IMDb picture? He looks insane.
Does he really?
Well, he usually does look insane. Oh, yeah.
He's got the soul patch.
Oh, wow.
Is it this one?
That's a weird looking soul patch.
What is this?
Business everywhere else. Oh. Soul patch on the soul patch.
He's yoking up. What's he yoking up for?
I think just life. I think he just wants to be a big muscle man.
Oh.
Good for him.
Has he been in any of the Marvel or DC movies?
I don't think so.
No, I think he's going to.
You would think he would be. You would think he would want to. I mean, if he's.
Yeah, they could have easily turned him into a superhero.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Man, remember what he looked like as a kid? Look at him. He looks like a little baby. What was he on? What was the thing?
High School Musical.
Yeah, I never saw those.
I didn't either.
I did see the first one.
After my time.
I watched.
Way after my
time. The first one and the second one. Never saw the third
one. You seem like you'd be a huge High School Musical
fan. I wasn't that into them. Some of the songs were bops, but I wasn't that into
them. I'm kind of surprised, honestly, Nick. It just seems like something you'd be into.
Sounds like something someone would be into if they were on coke.
Oh.
Which those movies came out when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, it was during your time.
From Iowa, though.
It was the perfect time for you.
What's for lunch today? Your choice. You got your pizza and your Coke.
And your meth.
Oh, and the meth.
There is a lot of meth.
Mm.
Good review of Iowa, Nick.
Not just Iowa. It's a
Iowa.
Pretty common middle school thing. Or middle school. Midwest thing.
Yeah, it's a middle school thing.
That is true. I mean, sadly, the meth, because it does tend to steal from farms. It happens here, too.
You know. We have meth?
Oh, yeah. It's a major Midwest thing.
It's another thing I've never seen.
A lot of farmers would use
anhydrous. Yeah, they steal the anhydrous ammonia.
They would use amphetamines in the old days for farming.
Dang.
Mm. Oh, they would? I didn't know that.
That was a thing.
I know a lot
the
of times.
US, a lot of them were pilots who came back from WW2. And the pirates were given meth on long bomb missions. Then they came back.
Well,
we talked
about the Germans were. The Germans were on.
Yeah. Big meth guys.
I think every side was just pumping drugs into their people during the war.
Got to deal with war somehow.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Though the thought of my grandfather being on meth just doesn't make... Can't imagine that.
Yeah. Well, Grandpappy.
Too bad.
Can't imagine Grandpa Bishop.
It happened.
It was government.
Give me the blue stuff.
I don't think it's Walter White.
Heisenberg. Yeah. Heisenberg, a German name.
Oh.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. People forget.
Why did he choose that name?
It was like a chemist or something.
Oh, it was a chemist thing. It was a nerd thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nerd.
That makes sense.
Yeah, indeed.
All right.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Not Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Nah, it's fine.
Otzen just did a Photoshop of Nick as Scarface.
Amazing.
One Bump Friday. Awesome.
Wow. If he had time to actually, you know, work it.
Where is it?
He could
he
match
tweeted
it
at
really
USC 1620.
Good.
Probably from Happer Show.
I mean, you could obviously tell because the photo is squared off, but if he really worked at it, he could get that to match perfectly.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
And it would look just,
nice.
It would look like it fit.
It was pretty close.
Oh, yeah, that's close.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Josh.
All those piles of cocaine sitting on the table.
It's a lot of cocaine.
So what does he do? He dives his whole face into there?
It's a little more than a bump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't no bump. It's a mountain.
Yeah, he gets into his own product.
By the way, Tony says that Zac Efron is going to play Kevin Von Erich in an upcoming wrestling movie about the Von Erich family. Do you know who these people are?
Yes.
Okay. What was his wrestling name? Was it Kevin Von Erich?
Yes, that was the wrestling name.
Good name.
So that's why he's jacked?
And with the weird hair?
Well, but the funny thing is, if I remember correctly, Kevin wasn't like ripped. He just kind of had an old man body, if I remember right. So why he's getting like all yoked for that.
Interesting.
Is weird.
Oh, I just saw 2021 Zac Efron. That's...
Oh, with the hair?
Yeah, something happened to his
face. No, that's 2019. It's the face one.
Oh, he looks like
who's that dude from Parks and Rec? I don't remember the name of the actor.
Rob Lowe.
Yes, he kind of looks like Rob Lowe.
Kind of does look like Rob Lowe.
Interesting.
Looks like he had some, I don't know, like his eyebrows are higher.
Oh, there's some Botox.
Rocking an NFL hat.
And the NFL hat. Don't forget the NFL hat.
Mm-hmm. Fan of the NFL. All right, guys.
Well, friends, later. It is a one beer Friday. Sorry, it's just beer.
Just beer.
Just beer today,
just
folks.
Just beer today.
Shucks.
But look at this. We have old Journal Star and current Journal Star.
Parker.
But yet the old Journal Star is the young.
Yeah, he's younger than me.
And the current Journal Star is the old.
Wow.
Young Parker.
Parker.
Coming up on the program today. So stand by for news and a program on 1620 The Zone.